bahasa kasih.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Celebration of remarkable heritage, grandeur of the past. wondrous ancient architecture and the outstanding universal values behind. Where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feasts exhilarate. Bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Variety. This is a land of historical significance, where the old days are celebrated, local cuisines cherished. Beyond the city, preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand in Bromo, East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
There's something in the way. Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Yeah. budding tourist destination in a panoramic fishing town of Labuan Bajo. A perfect retreat for peace and tranquility. And for those who seek adventure. Amazing dive sites. Magnificent underwater life in glassy seas. Exploring and discovering is never ending. Stunning landscape. Delight in the legendary Pink Beach. Uncovering Earth. See the nocturnal. And feast on the splendid scenery. Isolated to conserve. Land of the Dragons. Sanctuary for the endemic. Natural habitat of the giant lizards. Beautiful beasts. Magnificent journey into the wild. Komodo Island. Wonderful Indonesia.
Saat pertama kali ku lihatmu, dan jujur ku tak pernah merasa, ku tak pernah merasa begini. Matamu melemahkanku. Saat pertama kali ku lihatmu, dan jujur ku tak pernah merasa, ku tak pernah merasa begini. Oh mungkin inikah cinta pandangan yang pertama. Karena apa yang ku rasa ini tak biasa. Jika benar ini cinta, mulai dari mana? Oh dari mana? Dari matamu. Pandangan yang pertama. Karena apa yang ku rasa ini tak biasa.
jika benar ini cinta mulai dari mana? Oh dari mana? Dari matamu, matamu ku mulai jatuh cinta. Ku melihat, melihat ada bayangnya. Dari mata obatku jatuh, jatuh peluk, jatuh kasih. Dari matamu, matamu ku mulai jatuh cinta. Ku melihat, melihat ada bayangnya. Dari mata obatku jatuh, jatuh peluk, jatuh kasih.
Quote of the day, 1,000 old people can dream, 1 young person can change the world. This word was said by the first president of Indonesia, Soekarno, to burn the Indonesian youth to fight for independence. And that was quote of the day.
A mesmerizing getaway. A holy sanctuary. Fading culture. Sublimely sacred. Yet also excitingly profane. The ultimate paradise. Luxurious escapade. Here you have some of the hippest spots on the planet. Release your inhibitions for an adventure of a lifetime. Whether you fancy the beach or golf, just love food served exotically. Or adrenaline rushes. Enjoy oases of tranquility. Where pampering is art perfected. Mysteriously festive. Tourism with its own history. Branded hospitality. The ultimate travel destination. and more. Bali, wonderful.
Indonesia.
Collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Yang itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Jugurai. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyanditkeun, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
Therefore, the explanation of nyanit, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which stands for Baikusalam, is striving to preserve. In the Nanya tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Chikurai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in a teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm. The glass of tea is rotated twice, clockwise, over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of the tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada 4 seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the fourth sip, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, pangkal lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum. Nah.
The Shantra's old tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati often used the Nyana tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi, dua itu.
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Retaining the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around 2 things, day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma 3 times signifies that our intention works, and action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from when we were born until we die, there are 4 elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These 4 elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by Dasep through the Nyanit Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi,
the impact of the Nyanit Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant. But more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyanit. Oh, we actually have a tea drinking tradition. And it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the Nyanit tradition is becoming increasingly well known. In addition to hoping that this tradition can be preserved, Dasep also aims for Indonesia to protect, which play the important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's heart.
First tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future as the Nyanit community is to create a Nyanit village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanit village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanit tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyanitnya juga.
sleep. My discotheque is truly a teenage dream. I dropped it in my desk as she looked at me. I knew we were bound to be together, bound to be together. She took my heart, I don't know how it happened. We were from Florence instead. Oh, don't you care, right? You lied on me. I said you're in right. She said,
whimsical.
people, a Flores. Wonderful Indonesia.
Oh, Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, GKMNU, assists governments in addressing socio-economic issues. Minister of Primary and Secondary Education collaborates with Minister of Home Affairs to finalize new student admission system. And now the news in details. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno, highlighted that the Nahdlatul Ulama Family Welfare Movement supports the government in tackling socio-economic challenges such as stunting, poverty, and economic empowerment. He emphasized the importance of collaboration between the government and social organizations like GKMNU to empower communities at the grassroots level. Additionally, GKMNU has launched an application offering various family welfare services, including features like family consultations to enhance community engagement and support. Moving on to the second news. Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, met with Minister of Home Affairs, Tito Karnavian, to discuss the implementation of the new student admission system across various regions in Indonesia. And the meeting emphasized the need for local government support, especially concerning for private schools, as outlined in the 2023 Minister of Home Affairs regulation. This collaboration aims to ensure the smooth execution of SPMB nationwide. And that was Newsline.
Can't help but wish that I